Hello, and welcome to Overlooked Headlines. We're the podcast designed to share headlines from America and around the world that have been disregarded or overlooked, but are critical to our lives and well-being. It's our mission to inform with the headlines and then inspire through biblical words, which we call His Lines, that once heard and applied, will help to strengthen our faith in God as we navigate this journey called life. Now, here's the host of Overlooked Headlines, Jeff Bass.
Welcome to another episode of Overlooked Headlines. In today's breakdown, what's in your meat? Is college the right path? And do you feel like somebody's watching you? First headline, what's in your meat? The following report is by the Trends Journal. Tyson Foods and Panera Bread have reversed their pledges over the past year to maintain a no antibiotics policy in their meat. Chick-fil-A also announced that it will begin allowing some antibiotics to be used despite its, quote, no antibiotics ever pledge that it made in 2014. Also, the New York Times reported that Chick-fil-A said it has become concerned about its ability to buy the amount of chicken that it needs. Tyson Foods made a similar pledge in 2017, but reintroduced some antibiotics last year, quote, based on scientific research and industry learnings. Karen Christensen, a Tyson spokeswoman, said the antibiotics used are unrelated to human medicine and, in her words, improve the overall health and welfare of the birds in our care. Panera Bread has also begun removing signs from locations that state no antibiotics ever in vegetarian feed. This move is expected to save the company $21 million a year. U.S. Public Interest Research Group, a nonprofit, said popular chains like Burger King, Starbucks, Olive Garden, Panda Express, Little Caesars, Domino's, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Pizza Hut were all given an F for antibiotics and meat, the New York Post reported. Chipotle was given, however, an A. One of the concerns about ingesting these antibiotics is the risk of weakening the effectiveness of antibiotics for humans. The growth and spread of antibiotic-resistant bacteria is a global health crisis that's threatening to create a future in which common infections could once again become life-threatening. That's right, they could once again become life-threatening on a large scale, the report said, according to the Post. The softening guidelines go from no antibiotics ever to no antibiotics important to human medicine, which doesn't seem to have such a marketable ring to it. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said, however, that antibiotics are used in chicken to prevent disease and increase feed efficiency. I wonder, what is in our meat? Our second headline, is college the right path? Well, an increasing number of Gen Zers are going to trade schools and they're foregoing the traditional college route. The following headline is by Fortune. Gen Z has a bad reputation for being what they call work shy. But new research shows that couldn't be further from the truth. The youth of today just don't want a desk job. That's because the youngest generation of workers is shunning college, and with it, the prospect of a corporate career to take up traditional trades like welding, plumbing, and carpentry. Enrollment in vocational-focused community colleges rose 16% last year to its highest level since the National Student Clearinghouse began tracking such data in 2018. What's more, the same data shows a 23% surge in students studying construction trades in 2023, which is compared to the year before, and a 7% increase in HVAC and vehicle maintenance and repair programs. So, what's the shift? Well, people are starting to pay attention. Mike Rowe, the CEO of Mike Rowe Works Foundation, a charity that challenges stigma and stereotypes against no degrees, told Fox Business, quote, parents and kids alike are starting to get the message that trade school is an amazing opportunity with just a fraction of the debt, if any at all, and a clear path to something that looks a lot like prosperity. With college sending students back an average of $36,436 a year, young people today are questioning the return on investment they'll get on the qualification. Rowe said, people are starting to smell a rat, adding that blue-collar jobs are a straight path to a six-figure job without the burden of debt, he said. If you want proof, look no further than the fastest-growing job in the USA right now, which is wind turbine service technician, which pays up to a whopping $103,000 a year, and it doesn't require a college degree. What's more, the median pay for new construction hires was $48,089 last year, compared to $39,520 for professional services new hires, according to data from payroll services provider ADP. Gen Z, Rowe said, is just starting to realize they've been pushed in a direction that frankly doesn't lead to a place they want to go. It's no wonder that trust in universities has sunk to an all-time low. Meanwhile, millennials, who are the most educated generation in history, they feel like they've been sold a lie. And 24% of Americans with student loan debt say it's their biggest financial regret. Wow. A lot of people are not taking that path to college. Here's headline number three. Have you ever felt like somebody's watching you? Well, insurance companies are increasingly using satellites and drones to find reasons to cancel coverage. Here's a headline from Zero Hedge. Insurance companies across the country are using satellites, drones, manned airplanes, and even high-altitude balloons to spy on properties they cover with homeowners' policies, and using the findings to drop customers, often without giving any opportunity to address alleged shortcomings. Quote, we've seen a dramatic increase across the country in reports from consumers who've been dropped by their insurers on the basis of an aerial image, United Policyholders Executive Director Amy Bach told the Wall Street Journal. Reasons can range from shoddy roofing to yard clutter and even undeclared trampolines. Much of this surveillance, however, is done via the Geospatial Insurance Consortium, which boasts of its coverage of 90% of the U.S. population. In pitching its ability to provide high-resolution imagery and insights for property reviews, GIC says insurers can use the service to review risk and exposure on a building, such as proximity of vegetation to the structure, whether a roof needs updating, and verify the exact location for a policy. Quote, if your roof is 20 years old and one hailstorm is going to take it off, you should pay more than somebody with a brand new roof, Allstate CEO Tom Wilson told the Journal, unapologetically and ominously adding that where the company's use of digital imagery is concerned, there's even more to come. Wilson framed aerial spying as a, quote, pricing issue. But many consumers are finding that companies are using it to suddenly drop their coverage altogether. The Journal describes the experience of Northern California resident Cindy Picos, who was recently dropped by CSAA Insurance last month, with the company saying aerial imagery revealed that her roof had aged beyond its life expectancy. She paid for an inspection of her own, which found the roof was good for another decade. CSAA wasn't impressed, and they said its decision was final. The firm also refused to share its photos, though it now says it's changed that policy and will let customers see them if they ask. Another California couple, they had their policy torn up by AAA after overhead photography found their swimming pool had been drained. The aging pair said they emptied the pool because their grandchildren had grown up and they no longer used the pool. Empty pools are prone to cracking for lack of counter pressure from water. They can also float up from the earth, creating hazardous conditions. Also, former Michigan Farmers Insurance agent Nicole Brink told the Journal she quit the company last year over her concern that it was aggressively using aerial imagery to chase off customers and even using shots that were 2 or even 3 years old. Quote, she said, "It's like they're using anything as an excuse to get people off their books." Farmers, on the other hand, says it gives policyholders at least 60 days to challenge the company's findings or remedy shortcomings. Probably no coincidence, then, that Californians are frequently targeted for non-renewal via overhead spy technology. Insurers are aggressively paring back their business in the state as the state's thicket of regulations has blocked insurers' ability to adequately charge for coverage in a state cursed by wildfires and earthquakes. For example, last year, State Farm said it would no longer issue new homeowners policies in the Golden State. Then, in the month of March, the company took the more draconian step of opting not to renew 72,000 property and commercial apartment policies. AIG bailed on the state in 2022. Hold tight. I've got more coming up.
Still to come, our top headline. And don't miss his lines right here on Overlooked Headlines.
We're back, and here's the third headline. Still regarding, is there somebody watching you? We just recently shared the story on insurance companies that are increasingly using satellites and drones to spy on property owners so that they can find reasons to cancel their coverage. However, I've got a headline that continues that same thread of being watched and controlled. This headline says, the 5-year countdown to bring about global digital ID and digital currency has taken place. Dozens of national governments are joining with the United Nations and billionaire population control fanatic Bill Gates on a global program to impose digital public infrastructure. It's called DPI on their citizens within 5 years. This DPI includes central bank digital currencies known as CBDCs, digital identification, comprehensive data systems, and more, all functional across national borders. The new scheme unveiled late last year and moving ahead rapidly is known as 50 in 5, because 50 governments expect to have the Orwellian digital infrastructure of tyranny in place within 5 years, ladies and gentlemen. Almost a dozen governments, including numerous corrupt kleptocracies and socialist regimes, have volunteered their populations to serve as, quote, first mover countries so far. However, the UN's assumption is that every government will eventually impose this on every person on Earth. This is clearly expressed throughout its announcement. All countries, it says, regardless of income level, geography, or where they are in their digital transformation journey, can benefit from being a part of 50 in 5, the UN agency behind the scheme declared. Joining the campaign helps ensure countries don't have to tackle DPI implementation alone or to start from scratch. Led by the UN Development Program, known as UNDP, the new digital infrastructure is being framed as a tool to accelerate the imposition of the highly controversial UN's 2030 Agenda Sustainable Development Goals, referred to in 2015 by key UN leaders as their master plan for humanity. The SDGs, as they are known, call for global wealth redistribution and drastically more government power over people's lives at all levels. China has boasted of playing a crucial role in developing this plan. On the other hand, Bill Gates celebrated the role of these technologies in imposing the UN SDGs on humanity. The G20 reached a groundbreaking consensus on the role of digital public infrastructure as a critical accelerator of the Sustainable Development Goals, he said on Twitter, now known as X. I'm optimistic, he goes on to say, about the potential of DPI to support a safer, healthier, and more just world. The whole program, however, is being guided by the UN and elitists, including Gates and others, such as the Rockefellers, longtime financiers of globalism, eugenics, and population control schemes. Multiple front groups steered by such control oligarchs were created for that purpose. But U.S. and European taxpayers are being conscripted to foot much of this bill via UN agencies and international development banks. If not stopped, critics say the new suite of digital public goods and infrastructure will create a technological panopticon allowing for total surveillance and control of all people everywhere. The panopticon allows a watchman to observe occupants without the occupants knowing whether or not they are being watched. Sounds like Big Brother, doesn't it? As a metaphor, the panopticon was commandeered in the latter half of the 20th century as a way to trace the surveillance tendencies of disciplinarian societies. Indeed, as the 2030 agenda makes clear, no one will be left behind. Once in full swing, literally every transaction would be tracked, monitored, and controlled. UN bureaucrats put a happy face on this program. For UNDP, a DPI approach that combines people-centric governance is critical to ensure that this new infrastructure can accelerate their 2030 agenda, said the head of digital programs at UNDP. Quote, this country-led 50-in-5 campaign is a core part of how UNDP continues to support meaningful global digital cooperation and strengthens local ecosystems to design and implement rights-based DPI. Already, virtually all national governments and central banks around the world are currently working on central bank digital currencies known as CBDCs, according to the Bank for International Settlements in Switzerland, that is helping to guide and coordinate the rolling out of such currencies worldwide. As cash is sidelined and then disappears, CBDCs, you need to write that down, CBDCs will create a permanent record of all your transactions. Perhaps even more troubling, the digital currencies will also be programmable, leading experts and officials are saying, that will allow governments an unprecedented degree of control over the economy and individual decisions of the consumers. In fact, the Biden White House has even called for CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, to advance, quote, racial equity and, quote, environmental priorities. Leading luminaries have called for them to track individual carbon footprints also. Along with CBDCs, governments around the world rolling out digital IDs to go with them. As a matter of fact, the Australian Senate just voted to approve such a system last week. And multiple American state governments, including some controlled entirely by Republicans, are pursuing similar ideas. And various organizations associated with Gates, the Rockefeller dynasty, and the UN have been promoting such IDs for years, including through groups such as ID 2020. The bottom line, and ultimately, the digital IDs and CBDCs will become inseparable. The Financial Times discussed the relationship between all the different systems in the digital infrastructure system in a 2021 piece headlined, Why CBDCs will likely be ID-based. It reveals how CBDCs and digital IDs can and will be used together to ultimately control people.
Hey, if you're enjoying this episode, then we'll think you'll love connecting with us on our social media platforms as well, because we post frequent news bites, tips, and alerts to keep you informed and inspired. Now, let's get back to more Overlooked Headlines with Jeff Bass.
In today's headlines, with all the chaos, corruption, lawlessness, and deception that's going on in the world, I want to give you the word of God. The word of God is taken from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, and it reads, "Be careful, watch out for attacks from Satan, your great enemy. He prowls around like a hungry, roaring lion, looking for some victim to tear apart." You see, we got an enemy. His name is Satan, or the devil, and he has a diabolical and destructive purpose. But you know what? God has a lovingly better and blessed purpose for our lives. No matter what we hear, we need to stay focused on God's word. John 10:10 lays the two plans out. Satan, that's the thief, his purpose is to steal, to kill, and destroy. On the other hand, Jesus' purpose is to give life in all its fullness to the overflow. So before we end today, let me give you a few things that our enemy Satan wants for our lives. I know we've heard a lot of bad news and schemes that are coming down the pipe, but what you need to understand is that Satan wants us to doubt God. He wants us to live in fear of all these things that we've heard about and I shared with you. But you know what? Fear is known as false evidence appearing real. The devil doesn't want to rob us of our faith, and he wants our faith to be anything but standing on God. As a matter of fact, I should say he wants to rob us of our faith overall. He wants us to fail. He wants us to settle for what the world has given us. But you know what we need to do? We need to stand on 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. It says, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." Be of good cheer, my brothers and sisters. That's all for this episode. Till the next time, this is Jeff Bass for Overlooked Headlines, where we're keeping you informed and inspired. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you've been informed and inspired. Like us, tell a friend, and connect with us via Facebook, YouTube, or email us at neveroverlooked@gmail.com. That's neveroverlooked@gmail.com. Check us out next time on Overlooked Headlines with Jeff Bass.